I'll tell you what, it is exciting to hear all these new people dialing in and people that have been in the system for a while. Do you want to mute up the call, John? Say what? Oh, yeah, mute it out. Yeah, hold on here real quick. Okay, I think that did it.
Yep, am I with you?
Yes, you are.
All right.
Super. And so, yeah, it's exciting seeing these people who are coming on using the system. It's great. I know we talk a lot, Scott, about the new people coming aboard who have results and the people who have been around for a couple months and whose teams are having results as a result of this system. And I know my organization is definitely growing because of this system. And it's always nice to not only know what you can do, but what your team can generate in a month's time using these systems. So I'll tell you what, guys, it's exciting to have everybody on the call. This isn't staged. These are live prospects, and I've never talked to them, never spoken with them. All they know is they got an email today from Cutting Edge saying that I'm going to be giving them a call within 24 hours, and I plan to fulfill that end of our agreement. And so I tell you what, it's a privilege to have on the call Scott Heaston, who's a rep with Cutting Edge, and he deals directly with the Meriplan. And it's always nice to know you've got somebody that you can rely on, who's there, has your back, making sure that a system is running to its optimal performance. And it's my privilege. I don't want to steal too much of a thunder, but it's my privilege to introduce you guys tonight. I'll rep with Cutting Edge Media, Scott Heaston.
Thanks, John. I appreciate that. And everybody, welcome to the call. I've had so much fun over the last few months getting to know many of you that I heard hop on and announce yourselves. And to everybody, pat yourself on the back. Typically with the live prospecting calls, I just like to cover a little bit on expectations. Like Johnny said, some of the things that, we're going to come across tonight. But the realities are always the same, and we'll get started here in just a minute. But for everybody that's new on the call and everybody in between, as John mentioned, this is totally impromptu. These are the exact prospects that many, 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 many people right now in your business are using to build and write more business. And convention is not too far away. I know a lot of people are excited. A lot of people are really, really chugging to get to that next level. And the program, if anybody isn't familiar with it, I'll just throw out the website. It's www.mybrokerleads.com. www.mybrokerleads.com. And last week we kind of took a quick little break from all the live prospecting we've been doing because I wanted to really have people hop out and share their insight, their story, what they're coming across with that system, with the prospects that we're generating and how they're creating results. And just to kind of steal a little quote that I used last week from a gentleman named Jim Rohn, if you ever really have the opportunity to spend time with somebody that's making more money than you, he references a millionaire. He says, take the chance or take up the opportunity anytime you can.
Still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. Cutting out of me again. But simply because the realities are that when someone's out there making more money than you are, they could probably shed some light and give you ideas and advice and direction on how you can do the same thing. So we did interviewing the master last week and had a phenomenal call with individuals just really sharing their story, what they come across, the ins, the outs, the goods, the bads, and the uglies, so that everyone, if you're new on the call tonight, you're building a business, and the best way to learn how to build your business is staying plugged into the information that's available to you. These calls, systems that are out there. You are in a company right now. Everybody on this call is in a company that has the absolute best upline support that's available, second to none, along with great resources and a variety of resources so that you can really pick your preference. And as I mentioned, on other calls, anytime you make an investment into your business, whether it's mybrokerleads.com or any system, consult your upline, if you haven't done so already, so that you can educate yourself, because a lot of having success in your business is really going to be determined by how much time you spend educating yourself on how to do so. It's not magic. I joked around, on previous calls about how many, people, John Nordstrom has called and other leaders to get to where they are today. And some of the other leaders that popped out on the call that we did last week, they've been in the business for a few years. You know, it's not get rich quick. It's, you know, work hard and reap the rewards anytime you choose. And many new brokers are understanding the value of working hard and staying plugged into the information, and really are on top of their game, are making money, are reinvesting into their business, and are continuing to move forward. But, you know, as I said last week, if someone told you that, you know, they could put a system in front of you or a plan in front of you and help you, you know, get to $100,000 a year in 2 or 3 years, you know, would you do it? Absolutely. How could you not? It's available to you. It's just a matter of you seizing the opportunity, staying plugged in, and just really working hard. It's not easy because, you know, tonight's going to be proof of that. We're going to call through numbers. We're going to talk to some people. We may not talk to anybody. We had one call where we dialed for 25 or 30, you know, phone calls. It didn't have the success that we were looking for, but what it did was, regardless of what happens on this call, it teaches us the realities of prospecting and always having more people to talk to, the importance of always having more contacts and more business to go after. So, we always kind of interject things throughout the call. We're going to have some fun tonight. John's great. For anybody that doesn't know John Nordstrom, he's been an advocate of the program because of what it's done for
him. Yep.
And we're going to, like I said, we're just going to have some fun tonight. If anybody would ever have any questions, when you go to mybrokerleads.com, www.mybrokerleads.com, there's a contact button that you could very easily call the office and ask for myself. My name is Scott, and I will make sure that you are taken care of. So with that, I don't know, do I leave anything out, Johnny?
I think you covered pretty much everything.
Excellent, excellent.
So, you know, that's awesome, and everything that you covered there. And you know, with these prospects, and again, as Scott said, we do interject throughout the call to make sure, you know, everybody's understanding the full concept, everything that's going on, and how that can relate to your business. You know, give you an example. If you're you're using a package, let's just throw it out and say five prospects that come in a day, and that's your package. And let's say we go through our first five tonight, like we will, and maybe nobody's home, or we have to call back later because they're out temporarily. You know, when we say, okay, that's it for the night, and you know, you'd be done. Well, that's it for the hour. So don't think that we call people once a day and that's it. The people that I'm calling during this hour, yes, this is the first time that I've contacted them today because I want to make sure that this is a live prospect. But the people that I have, you know, say yesterday's number, I didn't call those people once and say, okay, I got what I got and I didn't get what I didn't get. Every hour that I have available to make phone calls, I run through those new ones, a list of five or a list of ten or whatever it might be that you have. And say we go to the five, I didn't get anybody, but that's okay. Because at the top of the next hour, I'm going to run through those numbers again. I keep doing that every single hour of the day until I've gotten a hold of everybody that day that I can. So it's the end of the day. Next day comes around. What do I do with those that I didn't get a hold of? They stay there in my inbox. And I keep them there in my inbox for about 48 hours. And the reason I do that is because their schedules might be in conflict with mine. They could be out when I'm in or in when I'm out. And so I want to make sure that I give every advantage possible. But because on the next day I've got new prospects coming in, my inbox starts to fill up with prospects. And to help manage my time so that I can spend the time I need to on the new prospects that day, after 48 hours, I pass those prospect on to somebody in my organization who does not have enough people to call. And the reason I do that, and not that they're bad prospects, you know, they're still good quality prospects, but for whatever reason, I wasn't able to get a hold of them. And because I have more coming in, I want that prospect to have an ample amount of time devoted to getting a hold of them. They requested information, and because on the next day I've got a new rush of prospects coming in, I pass this on to somebody in my organization. So I challenge you to do that in your group. If you are building a team, if you are, you know, a senior regional sales director or above, you've got a pretty good handful of brokers in your group. Make sure everybody in your group has enough people to talk to. And if that means you trickle down some of the ones that have come to your inbox, then you do that. Because I learned this lesson a while back. I used to stockpile them. I was greedy. I wouldn't let anything go away. And I've had goodness, I've had sometimes, you know, a couple months back where I had, you know, over 150, 200 prospects sitting in there because I'm just counting, and I was not going to give anything away. I was determined to get a hold of them. And I had a broker call me up saying, Johnny, do you have any extra prospects that you can spare? I'm like, no, I don't. Goodbye. See you later. But that wasn't, you know, that wasn't helping my team out. And my upline, Roger Campbell, said, Johnny, you just got to let it go. Let it go and let them call. And it was so funny because I would say, all right. I would take a batch of them. I'd give them to a broker. I'd say, here you go. Within 24 hours, that broker would be calling me saying he enrolled a broker off the batch that I gave. Because he was able to devote the time needed to get a hold of those people that I was not. And so that's probably the main thing I wanted to say, Scott, in getting this started. Something we haven't said before, but something that I do on a daily basis. You know, I keep a running tally of how many I think I can handle for that day. And if I get too overextended, I look on my board. I see, okay, I got this person who's, man, one broker away from RFC. Boom, I cut and paste a certain number of prospects. I shoot them to them. I say, here you go. Start smiling and dialing.
And again, I mean, just kind of going along with the calls that we've had, John, I mean, everybody on the call, I mean, our ultimate goal is to get, you know, prospects on the line and educate you on different ways that you can present the business. But at the same time, as Johnny's, you know, as Johnny's talking about right now, you know, the fortune is in the follow-up. And we've had many, many successes and many people that have joined, you know, the business just from these calls, but not just from these calls, from the follow-up as well. And the realities are that, you know, like Johnny was mentioning, you know, don't be afraid to ask somebody on your team if they have any extra prospects. There are too many prospects that they can't get to because, you know, part of the legwork's already cut out for you. You know, I would love it if, you know, if I was on John's team and he already made the first call and didn't get a hold of him, left him know who he was, left a message. I call him back. I'm a partner. They've already, to some degree, been exposed, and you've already got a foot in the door. Oh, hey, you know, my partner John called you yesterday. Those are great ways that you can partner up and, you know, with your team to get results. So just keep that in mind. Follow-up is essential. Tonight, we're going to be making the first call, and hopefully we'll get some good ones.
Absolutely. And one more thing real quick. I apologize. Over the past week, I've had some incredible things happen that I think is important to say. You know, just like we said, the follow-up process there, I've had five situations where the automatic follow-up emails that Cutting Edge sends out to the prospect, I've had them contact me and say, hey, sorry I missed your call. I may have called them once or may not have had a chance to call them for whatever reason, but because those follow-up emails are going out, they are interested, and they're contacting me and saying, hey, yeah, sorry I missed that call, or let's go ahead and set up that appointment. And so that's a great system that Cutting Edge has thrown in there, the follow-up emails. And so if you can't devote the time you need to be calling like you should, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6 times a day, that person, you've got that second line out there. And those emails are going to be hitting in their inbox, and they may see that at the time that's convenient, and they may email you back a better time for you to get a hold of them. And those have worked really well, Scott. Especially lately, I've seen a lot of prospects coming in through that route, and I've been able to enroll those immediately.
Awesome.
So we'll go ahead and get this call underway. Give me a little water here. Excuse me. All right, let's go ahead and rock and roll on this thing. It's kind of funny. The first prospect I'm looking here, I have no clue how to pronounce that first name. That's the truth. Alejandrina or something like that. So we'll figure this thing out. It's kind of a funny story. Roger Kamen is my sponsor. And whenever he comes across a prospect he can't pronounce, he sends them to me. And so I get a lot of practice trying to figure out how to pronounce names. So I hope I don't butcher too bad. So hang on tight, guys. We'll get rolling.
You have reached Blue Cross Blue Shield in the phone mail of Tammy Owazinski. I'm away from my desk for another call.
Now, I won't leave that a message there because it sounds like it's your place of employment, and I don't want an employer or a coworker to come across and say, oh, so you're looking at a home business to leave us. It's what's happening. So I'll give her a call back. It sounds like sometime tomorrow during business hours. We're moving on. Well, we know people are home. People are home.
That's good.
A good sign. Here we go. Okay, perfect example. I just went through four. Now, as far as to what I had for the day, I wouldn't call it a day. I wouldn't call it quits. What I do is I would now go back and try to re-reach the ones I couldn't get a hold of yesterday, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, however it might be, and that's what I would do now to fill up the rest of the time that I had. And then at 8:15, I'd wait till 9 o'clock came around, and I'd go over these again and start hitting on them again. I don't let them get away just because they might squeeze through the net once. They're definitely going to get a hold of it, and every attempt we made to get a hold of. So we're moving on.
Hello?
Hi, is this Melissa?
She's not here.
Oh, do you know when she might be back?
About an hour and a half.
Okay, thank you. This is John Nordstrom. If you could let her know that I gave her a call, and I'll try back tomorrow to get a hold of her.
All right.
Thank you very much.
All right. Bye.
Okay.
Yes?
Let me retry the number just in case somebody has misdialed.
Yes?
Now, sometimes number one there on the prospect, they do have another phone. This individual doesn't, but sometimes if you do come across a situation where the main phone is disconnected or out of service or whatever it might be, you can drop down to the other phone, and generally that's a cell phone where you can connect with them right away.
Ooh.
You've reached 2389786. We're unavailable to take your call, so please leave your name and number, and we'll get back to you as soon as possible. Thanks.
Hi, Lana. This is John Nordstrom with the Meriplan. I saw that you looked some information today about a home business opportunity. Wanted to get in touch with you so I can share with you the great opportunity we have for you. Again, my name is John Nordstrom with the Meriplan. Sorry I wasn't able to get a hold of you now, but I'll definitely be turning back a little bit later on this evening because I can't wait to share with you exactly what we have. So look forward to speaking with you later, Lana. Bye-bye. I got the West Coaster out in California, so I know I can call that one to about midnight tonight since I live on the East Coast. So that one's going to get a couple more calls from me later on tonight.
My name is Bob Brown. Good morning.
To leave a voice message, press 1, or just wait for the tone. To send a numeric page, press 2 now. At the tone, please record your voice message. When you are finished recording, you may hang up or press pound for more options.
Hi, Bob. This is John Norton with AmeriPlan. I don't know if my name is going to ring a bell with you or not, but I saw that you looked at some information today about a home business. Again, my name is John Nordstrom with AmeriPlan. I'd like to get together with you and share with you the opportunity that we have. Sorry I wasn't able to get a hold of you now, but I'll definitely be trying later on this evening to get with you. And if I'm not able to get you tonight, then I'll be trying back tomorrow. So I look forward to speaking with you soon, Bob. Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Melissa. I'm not available to take your call right now, but leave me a message and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thanks.
Please record your message after the tone, or to send a numeric page, press 2.
Hi, Melissa. This is John Norton with AmeriPlan. Not sure if my name's ringing a bell with you or not, John Norton with AmeriPlan, but I saw you looked at some information today about a home business. Wanted to get together with you over the phone so I can share with you the great opportunity that we have for you. So unfortunately, I was unable to get a hold of you tonight. So I'll try a couple more times later on today and tomorrow, see if I can get a hold of you and set up an appointment to speak with you. But again, this is John Norton from AmeriPlan, and I look forward to speaking with you soon, Melissa. Bye-bye. Tell you what, Annette Grass didn't have this much trouble. Annette did awesome, did she not, Scott?
Absolutely. Everybody on the call, we had Annette Grass hop on and you know, work through some of the prospects, and we had a few great presentations that came out of that call, and I think that we just need to keep working through them, buddy.
Absolutely. I'm not going to, she's my arch nemesis, so I'm not going to let her beat me down. Here we go.
I'm sorry I missed your call. Please leave your name and number, and I'll get back to you as soon as possible. And have a nice day.
Hi, Debbie. This is John Norton with AmeriPlan. I saw you looked at some information today about a home business, so I wanted to get together with you. Again, my name is John Norton with AmeriPlan. Sorry I wasn't able to get a hold of you now, but I'll be trying later on this evening as well as tomorrow to get in touch with you so I can share the opportunity that we have for you. I look forward to speaking with you soon, Debbie. Bye-bye. Now, Scott, one thing I find is typically, if it's an answering machine or if it's a person who picks up the phone, that my tone of voice kind of starts to flow with theirs. If they're a soft-spoken person, I find myself talking a little softer, a little quieter. If they're a person who's, you know, real loud and, hey, what's up? How's it going? I find myself going to that level as well. I think it's kind of funny, but...
Well, it's actually very important because the person on the other end, most people attract individuals that are similar to themselves, and when you speak along the same tone level or are on the same wavelength as the other person, their odds of connecting with you on a personal level when you speak and answering your call are much greater. So it's very important, and actually it's good that you pointed that out.
Yeah, and it you know, a lot of new people get on that they're going to be quiet, reserved, or not quite, you know, sure, not real confident what they're saying. Now, the only way you can get over that is to constantly repeat the script to yourself, your family members, and
independently making phone calls, so just like what we're going to be doing here. Here we go. Hello? Hello, is Renee there?
No, she's not. Would you like to leave a message?
Sure, sure. Tell her that John Nordstrom called.
John?
John Nordstrom.
John Northfield?
Nordstrom.
Nordstrom.
Nordstrom, yes, just like the store. And let her know she had requested some information today about a home business. So I wanted to get together with her. Do you know when she might be back?
Hold on, let me see. Hold on, man.
Is Renee there? Is Renee up there? Is Renee up there?
Hello?
Hello, Renee?
Yes.
Hi, this is John Nordstrom. How you doing?
Excuse me?
This is John Nordstrom. Does my name ring a bell to you?
Not really.
That's okay if it doesn't. I saw you listed some information today about a home business.
Yeah.
So I wanted to give you a call and introduce myself to you.
Mm-hmm.
And let you know that I was a real person, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I've got a real important question for you, Renee.
Mm-hmm.
If I can help you make an extra $450 to $900 a week starting right away, would that help you out?
Hell yeah.
Okay, good. Is now a good time to talk?
Yeah.
All right, super. Now, Renee, I don't know you and you don't know me, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I want to make sure that what we have to offer is a good fit with what you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Does that sound fair?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. So I'm just going to ask you a couple questions, Renee,
because
this is not an interview. All right, don't worry about that. We're not keeping score. I just want to make sure we got a good match here, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Renee, if I can show you a business that meets the needs that you're looking for, how soon do you see yourself getting started?
Well, that first depends on the business.
Oh, hey, I can understand. I can respect that, absolutely. You know, as far as getting started in this thing, Renee, we've got a system of marketing our business that allows people to bridge in even part-time, putting in about 10 hours a week so they don't have to risk a major time commitment if they don't have it available. Renee, do you see 10 hours a week being a problem?
No.
Okay, super. And keep in mind, Renee, that this is not a business that you have to go out and do any aggressive selling. This is a business, however, where we are working with people. And Renee, you don't mind working with people, do you?
No.
Okay, cool. One thing that we do for you, Renee, is we set you up with your very own personalized training and coaching program. It'll give you every advantage possible to make $1,000 in the first 2 weeks of your business.
Hold on a second. Hold on. Let me close my door and get my drink down there and give me a piece of paper. Hold on.
Okay. Hey, great. Taking notes. Awesome.
Hold on. Hello.
Yes, Renee, great.
Okay, so your name is?
My name is John Nordstrom.
Nordstrom?
Nordstrom, just like the store.
N-O-R-D-H.
N-O-R-D?
Wait a minute. N-O-R-D.
S-T-R-O-M.
Okay. Okay, so what does your product entail?
All right, great question here. The name of our company is Ameriplant. Have you ever heard of us before?
Mm-mm.
That's all right. Let me tell you a little bit about our service, our company, how you'll get paid with us, and how I'll be able to help support you and get you started, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Ameriplant
is an 11-year-old health benefits company. Now, we don't have any product that you have to purchase for yourself and then turn around and try to resell to somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing like that. What we do is we market a package of 4 high-demand health benefits. And here's what we give people, Renee. It's dental, vision, prescription, and chiropractic coverage. And what we've done, Renee, is packaged all 4 of those benefits together so that for less than $20 a month, an entire household can get all 4 benefits.
For less than 20.
I'm sorry, what was that?
For less than 20.
For less than 20 bucks a month. That's a pretty good deal, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
That's why we have nearly 2 million people nationwide who are already covered on our plan. I'll tell you, Renee, this thing sells like crazy all across the United States because of the price and the fact that the benefits work so well. But not only does it sell like crazy, the people that buy it, they love it. They keep it long term. Mm-hmm. And so, Renee, what that means for someone who would market this like you and I is we get paid long term. I'm talking month after month, year after year on every plan that we sell. Give you a real quick example, Renee. Let's say you do 10 pieces of business this month, you get paid for 10. Let's say you do another 10 next month, you get paid for 20 then. Let's say you do another 10 after that, you get paid for 30. So business stacks up on the books for you. And that's how we're able to generate an incredible residual income for you. Let me tell you, Renee, how I know that I can personally help you with the type of income that you're looking for, okay? Renee, my sales team is called the 100K team. And we are one of the fastest growing teams in the entire company. And the way that we've done this is by using the internet. And we've put together some fantastic support tools because we found by experience, as I'm sure you know, that a fantastic support and training system really helps average people like myself succeed. So here's what we'll do for you, Renee, on the front end, okay? You still with me, Renee?
Yeah.
Okay, just make it clear. What we do is we give you your very own free, professional, personalized 100K team website to market your business with. This website has 4 different online videos for people to watch. There's 2 different online forms as well. So that way, Renee, when your guests visit your website and they fill out the form just like you've done with mine, immediately their contact information is emailed to you. That way you can get back in touch with them during the spare time that you have and enroll them either as a member, somebody who's looking for the benefit plan to save money, or even as a broker. Someone like you and I who's looking for a business opportunity to make money. And that website's very powerful, Renee. We're going to train you on exactly how to use that, okay? Mm. We also offer several training conference calls each week. So that way, from the comfort of your own home, all you have to do is pick up the phone, dial in, and you can be on a live training call and learn from some of the top income earners in Ameriplan on exactly how to build your business. Excuse me. We give you your own private training website, so you have 24/7 access whenever you need it. And Renee, we also give you a email training series for the first 7 weeks in your business, giving you everything that you need to know about making money in your business. Now, Renee, all that sounds pretty good, right? But you haven't heard the best thing yet. Because I want to tell you the best thing that you get when you start your Ameriplan business, aside from all that stuff we just talked about, is me. Okay? That's not going to scare you, is it, Renee?
What do you mean, you?
Exactly. See, I become your personal trainer and coach in this thing. Here's the bottom line. I'm here to make sure that you make money. Because if you're making money, Renee, that means I'm making money. It's that simple. I'm here to build a successful business with you. So we're going to work together, shoulder to shoulder in this thing. Not because you're a nice person, Renee, or because I'm a nice guy. You know, I have an invested interest in your success. With us working together, you will be successful, and you will be profitable in your business. I'm going to tell you, Renee, that we're very successful in how we train our new brokers. Generally, our new brokers make about $1,000 in their first 2 weeks. again, only putting about 10 hours in a week in their business. You know, you can work more in your business, and obviously your income is going to be reflected by that. Excuse me. So, Renee, do you see how this proven system and personal support that we offer you can help you be successful in building your business?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. Now, and Renee, I don't know if any of this is going to make any sense to you at all. Okay, but we've got thousands of people who are getting the same emails, viewing the same internet ads that you've seen from me, with a huge, massive response of people raising their hand, saying, you know, John, here I am, sign me up. What do I have to do to get in the game now? Well, Renee, I can't work with all of them. There's way too many. And so if you want to make an extra $1,000 the first 2 weeks of your business, I'll share with you the very best prospects that our proven system knows how to develop. I'll give you our script. You'll practice the mirror, the dog, the kids, whatever you got. You can be making money by tomorrow. Like I said, I'll work with you shoulder to shoulder. We'll do three-way phone calls, whatever it takes, Renee, to put $1,000 in your pocket. All I need for you to start making this money is to get your name as you want it to appear on your check. Could you spell Renee for me?
R-E-N-A-E.
All right, and Smith's your last name, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Renee, you're still living at 1021 Toll Bank Road?
Yeah.
And that's St. Louis, Missouri, right?
Right.
All right, awesome. Now, Renee, the number that I just called you at,
that's
is that that's the best number to reach you at?
Yeah.
Okay, great. And
that's the email you have, that's my work.
That's your work? What's your home email?
Unkin the Trunk 4.
Can you say that again for me?
Unkin the Trunk.
Unkin the Trunk?
Unkin the Trunk at BodyGNet.com. Unkin the Trunk 4 at BodyGNet.
All right. All right, what I'm going to do is use this email address to go ahead and set up your free website for you, Renee, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We'll get your website set up, and I'll give you a call.
I probably have to go in there because I haven't used my computer in a while.
Oh, not a problem, not a problem. Here's what I'll do, Renee.
Mm-hmm.
I'll set your website up for you now. I'll give you a call back in 45 minutes. Will that be okay?
Man, I probably have to go in there. Clean out about 3,000 mails.
Okay. Well, I'll do it here. I'll call you back in 45 minutes. And I'll show you how to get on your website, and we'll go ahead and finish this application and get you rolling, okay?
Okay, so I'm just supposed to look for John Northrup.
Yes, and I'll call you before I send you the email, okay?
Okay.
That way we make sure everything's clear. I'll tell you what, Renee, I'm proud to have you on our team, and we're going to make some major things happen, all right?
All right, and there's no cost to me.
Oh, no, there is a cost to you. We'll cover that. I apologize. We skipped that part because you'd asked about the business. Great question. To get this business started, it's only $95. And what we're going to do is we'll show you how within the first day.
You get $95 out of the first $1,000 I make.
Exactly. Well, that's what we'll do. You get this business started for $95. The first 2 weeks, you've made $2,000. And you have no problem recouping your startup cost to get this thing going.
I didn't word it like that.
I'm sorry. Excuse me?
Mm-hmm. I said I didn't word it like that.
How did you word it? I'm sorry, I must have misunderstood.
I said, so, the first deal I make, take you $95. You $95.
Oh, just take the $95 out of what you make down the road?
Take the $95 out the first, and down the road is mine.
So the reason we can't do that, Renee, is because we send you DVDs, training DVDs, brochures. We give you all kinds of stuff, and we just can't hand that stuff out free because it costs money.
But you're training me, so you know whatever you train me on the website.
Yeah, I'll be training on the website. The website's
okay,
for free.
Okay, so it shouldn't matter. Because you're going to, if I do one deal, they show $95.
Right. No, I tell you what, Renee, you sound pretty confident. You should have no problem making that kind of
thing. I know I'm pretty confident, but that's your website. So what I'm saying is, if I do one deal, and don't make no more. You still got your $95. It ain't cost me nothing.
Oh, you'll make money, Renee. You'll make money with us. Like I said, our new brokers are very good. We're going to train you. You'll make $1,000 in your first 2 weeks in this thing. We got to get you set up. We have to get brochures, DVD training materials to you. And we just can't give that stuff to you because it does cost money. $95 to get this thing going. Any business costs money to get started. Ours is only $95. And you'll make $1,000 in your first 2 weeks.
And I'm still with your 95. Checking account or whatever I use, right?
Yeah, exactly. Either a checking account, a savings account, or a credit card. You can either use a checking account, a savings account, or a credit card, whatever works best for you.
So I would be cheated out of my pocket. So if I sell something, the first $1,000 that I'm supposed to make takes money.
Okay, well, Renee, if you were going to set up a lemonade stand.
Hey, I've been through this one. Study, look, because that ain't that true.
Oh, we're not going to screw you up. Here's what I'll do for you, Renee. Here's what I do, because it sounds like you got a little skepticism like you've been burning the past. Are you still there?
Yeah.
Okay, here's what we'll do for you. I'm going to send you an email, Renee, that'll have all the links to my website so you can check us out. We've got a perfect record with the Better Business Bureau. We've got a gold medal from the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. I want you to do your homework on us so that when you get started in this company, you have no questions whatsoever. And I can give you a call back in about an hour and answer any questions that you have after you've had a chance to look at the website. Will that be okay?
Yeah, but like I said, I have to go in and clean out a bunch of emails because I don't, you know, my computer is up, it's running, and it's good for whatever I want to do.
Right, not a problem. I understand completely. I'll call you back before I send it to you there.
Yeah, I got
that. Work good?
Clean my emails out.
Okay, I understand, Renee. So I'll try to give you a call back in about an hour then, okay?
All right,
nice talk to Renee.
Okay.
Bye-bye. All right, yeah, are you there, Scott? I've been sidetracked when she'd asked about the service. I skipped a couple paragraphs in there and forgot to mention the initial investment. So it was very good on her part for reminding me on that. And you definitely sound like she's been burned in the past. And you really don't, you know, it's a circular argument. Well, just take 9 to 5 out of my future. Well, you can't because you gotta get the supplies on the front end. And so it was just kind of going around.
Oh. John?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Is everybody else here?
Yeah, everyone's with us.
Okay, I just hear a lot of beeping, not sure if everything's cool. But, so what I'm going to do is send her an email that does have the links to my website so she can view them. It has the links to the Better Business Bureau so she can do her homework and feel a little bit more comfortable about getting on board with us. So if you could bear with me here for just a second while I do get this email sent out to her. You did have some good questions, though, and hopefully you guys were able to pick up, you know, different answers and things that we give people if you weren't familiar with how to do that already.
Well, John, a lot of good things just like hop in here real quick. I mean, for everybody on the call, a lot of good things came out of that conversation as far as presentation. You know, as we mentioned in the beginning of the call, it's really our goal to have everyone listen to, you know, leaders like John, and we talked about Annette. Present the business just so that you can learn how to overcome objections and handle, you know, different kinds of individuals, different kinds of people, so that you can relate to them better and, you know, eventually, you know, write more business because you're going to get better at it as you go. You know, it certainly there's a lot of, you know, a lot of variables that you will come across, but the better you get at, you know, working with those variables, the easier it becomes and you can just keep working through the numbers.
Yeah, and there's one thing I think that's important to understand. A lot of times when you are talking with a prospect, in the first 30 seconds, you tend to prejudge, okay, this person sounds awesome, or this person sounds like they're half asleep. And it can kind of, sometimes if you're not careful, you can let it take over how you're giving the presentation. If you are excited about the person, or if this person doesn't really sound like a winner to me, so I really want to, you know, devote a lot of time and energy in this presentation, or don't want to just kind of, you know, get over with the call and get on the next. And I think I've had a lot of people who on the phone didn't sound like they were going to be, you know, real go-getters, but I went through the presentation anyways and got to the end, and they came on board, and they're some of the best rookies that I've had. And so you can never tell with how they're responding to your questions. Sometimes you can, but you don't want to make that judgment. It could cost your broker. And a successful one at that. So, I know Ray kind of tough understanding what she was saying. Maybe she had trouble hearing what I was saying, but kept going. And I'm fully confident she's going to come on board today once we get some of her questions answered for her. So,
Awesome. John, it sounds like we're getting a little bit of feedback. If there's anybody on the call that hasn't muted themselves out with star 6, please do. I think that it sounds like we have another speaker line open. If you dialed in on speaker line, go ahead and push the mute button, please. So, all right, John.
That might have been what that noise was. All right, so we're going to move on.
Thank you.
Was there any questions? I think you pretty much went ahead and went over the stuff that we had talked about anyway. So
yeah.
We'll go ahead and move on.
You reached Ann, Adam, and Keith. We're not home right now. Just leave your name and number, and we'll call you back.
Hi, Ann. This is John Norton with the Mariplan. Not sure if my name's ringing a bell with you or not, but I saw you listed some information about a home business today. My name's John Nordstrom, and I'm with the Mariplan. Sorry I wasn't able to get a hold of you now, but I'll be trying to get a hold of you either later on tonight or tomorrow at a time that would be most convenient for you. So I look forward to sharing with you about our great opportunity. I look forward to speaking with you later, Ann. Bye-bye.
Inside, everyone. I think John forgot to flip back over.